This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. On Saturday, the government announced that school teachers under the Education Ministry will be allowed to get involved in politics with immediate effect. Prime Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said that staff of the Community Development Department, KEMAS, also will be allowed to actively participate in politics from now on.
Now, the rationale being that this is in line with the democratic rights and teachers should be allowed to get involved in politics just like anyone else. This move, however, has raised alarm bells from many quarters, from educators to parent-teacher groups who are concerned with teachers actually possibly bringing politics to the classroom and influencing young students. However, what is the balance to ensure that the classroom remains apolitical, but at the same time ensuring the democratic rights of all?
So for some thoughts on this, we have with us Professor Zaharom Nain, Professor of Communication and Media Studies at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Prof. Zaharom, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Can we start with maybe a look at a bit of history, I suppose? How has the involvement of educators in politics been viewed in Malaysia? Is it taboo for teachers to be political?
Good morning, Shazana. Well, throughout Malaysia's early history, educators were very much involved in politics. For example, a number of ministers under Tunku Abdul Rahman and Tun Razak, such as K. Johari and Senu Abdul Rahman, were teachers before joining politics. Rafida Aziz was a UM lecturer before becoming active in politics. So involvement of this nature, involvement in UMNO and other alliance and later Barisan National Parties, has been a norm and encouraged before corporate figures and crooked creatures came into the picture. Teachers evidently formed the bedrock of UMNO. But I would say that's only half the picture. The involvement of educators in opposition politics has definitely been frowned upon. In the 1970s and 1980s, educators like Kwa Kia Sung, Syed Hussein Ali, K.S. Jomo were not viewed favorably by the regime. Some like Kwa and Syed Hussein were even detained without trial under the Draconian Internal Security Act. So I guess it would be true to say that how the involvement of educators in Malaysian politics was viewed by the authorities depended very much on who they were involved with. And to be candid, this has certainly been the case through the 1990s and over the last two decades, certainly in our public universities even, given how heavily politicized the system is, politicized in favor of BN and UMNO, of course.
So help us understand, when did this prohibition against teachers getting involved in politics come about, and how has that been enforced? I mean, was it applied across the board, whether regardless of whether you were primary, secondary, tertiary education teachers?
Well, I've looked high and low for the details of such a ban, but I have found nothing really substantial beyond what the PM has alleged. Ismail Sabri Yaakob himself said when he made the announcement that guidelines on teachers' involvement in politics had already existed before, but the practice was barred during the Pakatan Harapan administration. So it looks like the PH government banned the practice, a practice that had been going on under the BN regime before and is being reactivated now. Tertiary education teachers in public higher education institutions are governed by the more insidious statutory bodies, Discipline and Surcharge Act 2000, or simply Act 605, which the Pakatan Harapan government at that point in time tried to repeal in that sense for tertiary education teachers or university lecturers.
But they haven't succeeded, I take it.
No, they haven't succeeded. The minister then, Mazli, tried to bring this across, and it reached, you know, these things, because of the premature nature of the taking over by the new government, things didn't quite, and it's still there. Act 605 is still there. Mm. Yeah.
So what do you make of announcements to allow teachers to be involved in politics then, Prof. Zaharom? Do you support the lifting of this ban on political involvement for teachers?
Okay, let me try to unpack this, yeah? As with many of the statements by this current regime, these declarations of intent have not been supported by statements about planning or strategy and the process of implementation. They sound like half-baked notions driven out of desperation. Since the PM declared it a few days ago, for example, has the Minister of Education and the TikTok Minister of Higher Education unveiled anything? Of course not. Second, someone, perhaps our quite tame press people, should have asked the PM why this sudden decision when our education system is still reeling from the failure of both ministries in dealing decisively with the education crisis brought about by COVID-19 over the past 2 years? Third, do I support the lifting of the ban? Frankly, despite the alleged attempts at a ban by the PH government, I wonder if there was a ban in force in the first place, given how the politicization, including the conservative Islamization of our public school system, has been heightened all this while. Fourth, if the ban was on political party involvement, that would be a joke, really, given how public universities, for example, were used by AMNO and BN in various general elections, including GE14, as campaign centres.
So, Prof, let me ask you this hypothetical question. If you were given the chance to draft the guidelines or perhaps impose some clarification, what do you think it should consist of? How can we ensure that, you know, this policy is actually implemented fairly regardless of political stripe?
Hypothetically. Well, the reality is this. The PM says the guidelines are already there, presumably drawn up by the various BN regimes before. PH Pakatan Harapan took over in 2018. It is quite likely the policy will not be implemented fairly. This is Malaysia, after all. We're talking about the future as if the future isn't already here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the context is such, yeah, that despite wanting to draft guidelines, the reality is that those guidelines will be imposed, will be enacted, will be implemented by those in power, right? So at the moment, let's face it, there are no guidelines and there probably will not be any beyond the guidelines that Ismail Sabri Yaakob says will be redrafted from what the BN regime came up with. Of course, if you wanted to establish the guidelines, you need an independent body, effectively, that would draft those kind of guidelines. Yeah, but I doubt it will happen. What will happen will be they'll look back at what was there before and they will make a few changes, but effectively use this opportunity, as it were, to politicize further the education system.
So you predict a return to pre-GE14 status quo, essentially. Do you see this policy then impacting students and education outcomes? Should we expect something along those lines?
It depends on what this so-called policy entails. If it means teachers are being asked to become party propagandists for the regime, then really they should quit being teachers and become petty party politicians. Yeah, our school, indeed our education system, frankly, is in a mess already. This kind of pissing about with it further at a time when we need to rescue a lost COVID generation is simply irresponsible. Our teachers should be guided to get things right, not be distracted further. If they're bad, which seems to be the case with quite a number of them, either replace them or retrain them. Our students deserve better. They do not deserve half-baked educationists who are now being asked to play politics. If some have argued this PM and his regime are fearful of the implications of Undi 18, they really ought to start listening to the voices of the young instead of trying to stifle them with crackpot schemes of getting amateurs to indoctrinate them. It just won't work anymore.
Prof, thanks very much for your comments this morning. That was Professor Zaharom Nain, Professor of Communication and Media Studies at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia, casting a real dampener on any, I suppose, idealistic notions of democratic participation of teachers or some sort. He's really skeptical about this whole sudden policy announcement that teachers can be involved in politics, raising very valid questions onto what exactly the priorities of the government are at this stage.
I would say it's true. Some of the things you brought up in terms of our education system not being the best, and of course, kids having lost 2 years of school. So what are the priorities of teachers? But is it possible at all in the first place to achieve that balance? I mean, after all, there are valid points that as a teacher, you also have your own views in terms of politics, right? And why can't you exercise them? But perhaps not in the classroom. That is the point, isn't it?
Yes, and I think landscape of a fairly everyone's suspicious of one's political agenda at the moment. This kind of announcement doesn't really foster public trust in what's happening. We do have a poll running on our Twitter account today. We're asking, should teachers be allowed to participate in politics? We've got a fair number of responses. How are people voting, Xiaoning?
Well, more than 54% of them say no, focus on teaching, with only 39% saying yes, it's my democratic right, while 7% aren't really sure. And we've, of course, got comments from both sides of the divide. So CC says, school teachers are paid to teach, not to be politicians. And SK say, don't confuse them again. You know, let the teachers just focus on what they're supposed to do.
If you're interested in more conversations on this issue, the Evening Edition also discussed this on Inside Story a few days ago. You can look up that podcast on the BFM app. They have also different perspectives reflected in their conversations there.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.